A plan to bring a Major League Soccer team to Charlotte appears dead. The city council decided not to hold a vote as planned Friday. WFAE's David Borak says more.
The bid for an MLS team appeared well on its way Thursday morning.
The motion passes for soccer.
As Mecklenburg County commissioners voted 5-3 in favor of contributing $44 million toward a new stadium. The idea was to replace the aging Memorial Stadium and Grady Cole Center near Uptown with a new $175 million stadium. But the plan also needed $44 million from the city of Charlotte, and the MLS set a deadline of next Tuesday for bids. Council members have been skeptical and said they felt rushed. So less than an hour after the county commission vote, the council announced it was canceling today's public hearing and vote. Mayor Pro Tem Vi Lyles.
Major League Soccer is something that would be great in our city, but we have to be able to express and understand the project, the deal, and what the community's reaction is, and we didn't have the time to do that.
Council members didn't get a formal presentation about the stadium plan until Monday night, and there was no time that night to ask questions. As the week went on, it was looking more and more like it wouldn't pass. Earlier in the day, five of the six Democrats on the county commission supported the deal, including Commissioner Trevor Fuller.
If you think about the space between 7th Street and Elizabeth, away from the stadium, you see that there's a lot of opportunity for economic development. And we've had some analysis of that that shows that about $500 to $700 million of economic development is possible.
Voting against the plan were Democrat Pat Cotham and Republicans Matthew Ridenour and Jim Puckett. Puckett objects to tearing down the old stadium and giving tax dollars to a for-profit business. Ridenour worries it would limit the county's ability to pay for other projects in the future, and he doesn't like public financing for stadiums.
Economists overwhelmingly agree that publicly financed stadiums are a bad deal for taxpayers. They rarely, if ever, actually recoup the dollars that they've invested into those capital programs.
County Manager Dina DiOrio says the county has the capacity to fund the stadium project. Major League Soccer says it will pick two expansion teams later this year. Also in the running, a group from Raleigh-Durham, which recently bought the nation's top professional women's soccer team. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax in Charlotte.